Fellas, draft approaching. Browns 10 picks, 2 in the first round. We're going to focus on those first rounders for our mock draft. Start with you, Gribbs. Number 12, where do you see the Browns going?
Well, you know, I look at the position that the Browns really didn't address in free agency, and that's kind of that edge pass rusher. And I'm starting to think Shane Ray from Missouri is going to fall to Cleveland. Not that he has done anything wrong, but he had that injury, so, you know, maybe he's not a top 10 pick anymore, so he slides to number 12, and a great coup for the Browns to get the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. And just fits a need that he can start right away.
Browns definitely need pass rushes. Matt, where do you see the Browns going to 12?
I've got them going with Danny Shelton. He shined at the Senior Bowl. He was the hot commodity coming out of that event and that All-Star game. I think the big three wide receivers are going to be off the board by the time we get to 12, and I think Danny Shelton to bolster that run defense for us up front with the addition to Randy Starks is going to be a great asset.
If Devontae Parker is there, I still take Danny Shelton over him because I think he's going to be a superstar player, 90 tackles, his senior season at Washington, 9 sacks too, so I think he's a guy that becomes the centerpiece of your defense. You look at the linebackers, you got Dansby, secondary, Gibson, and Hayden. You're missing that superstar on the D-line. I think it's Danny Shelton.
You explained exactly why he's not going to be there. That's why, right? I think so many other teams are going to like him. I think the Chicago Bears are the biggest threat to the Browns for Danny Shelton. He fits a need there on defense. John Fox loves defense. I just don't think he's going to be there at number 12.
All right, number 19, second pick in the first round for the Browns.
You know, I know we want two immediate starters, and this guy could fit that role, but he'll have to compete to get that. And I think the Browns go offensive line with Lyle Collins. He fits, he can play tackle, he can play guard, he's versatile, makes your offensive line better, even if he's not starting.
This is where I disagree, because I think offensive line already the strongest suit of the Cleveland Browns. Why waste a first round pick on depth? You got Michael Bowie at right tackle.
That's
Mitchell
what I
Schwartz.
Want to see. What do you have with him? I agree.
19th pick, I have Bud Dupree. That's where we address the pass rusher, Gribble. I think he'll fall. He's 270 pounds, ran a 4.5 40. I think he could be a plug-and-play starter, too, next to Paul Kruger. He'll compete with Mingo. Big body, and he's going to get sacks.
For me personally, to add some depth, and I went with Andrews Pete out of the University of Stanford. And the reason why I picked him over a guy like Lyle Collins is simply because Jim Harbaugh and the type of players he recruited at the University of Stanford all come pro ready. So I think the transition for him is going to be very easy to immediately go into a competition, you know, whether it be at guard or at tackle, and someone that can contribute and just solidify that run game and protect whoever it is playing the quarterback for the Cleveland Browns.
I don't want it. I don't want it on the offensive line.
Neither
we need people to come in and make impacts for this team. And I think Bowie is a guy who started in the league. 9 games, graded out very well, and you have him. That's your draft pick. He's still in a rookie contract. That's the guy that you see what you have there. That's your investment. I don't want that in the first round. So I'm thinking along the lines of you, our edge rusher. And this is a guy many times people thought was top 5, but now they're saying if he hits 15, he could make it to the Browns at 19. That's Randy Gregory. So if that happens for the Browns, I think that's a home run. You get your pass rusher. Guy who will alternate with Mingo, bring speed off the blind side in the 3-4, and the Browns have what they need. This is a defensive team.
We got to adjust it. Our fans watching this are going to be like, why not a wide receiver? And I think there's...
Get him at round 2. Round 2, you're probably going to have an opportunity to get a guy at Devin Funchess. Jalen Strong could potentially be there, and a guy who just had a great pro day, Rashad Perriman, who I like a lot out of UCF. But if you look at last year to this year, your number one receiver last year was Miles Austin, 2 would be Hawk, and 3 was probably Travis Benjamin. Now you've got Dwayne Bowe, Brian Hartline, and Hawk. You're in a spot where you can go in the season with that starting group, and you're in a much better position than you were a year ago.